Lesson 25.
The largest and the most populous. Asia is the largest of the continents of the world. It is larger than Africa, larger than either of the two Americas, and four times as large as Europe. Asia and Europe form a huge landmass. Indeed, Europe is so much smaller than Asia that some geographers regard Europe as a peninsula of Asia. Many geographers say that the Ural Mountains form the dividing line between Europe and Asia. Some think differently, but all geographers agree that Asia was once linked to North America. Or, to be more exact, Alaska was at one time connected with the tip of Siberia. The ancestors of American Indians, geographers say, were Asians. 30,000 years ago, they went across the land bridge and settled down in new homes. Only a small canal separates Africa from Asia, but before the Suez Canal was cut in 1869, Asia was also linked to Africa. The highest point of the earth is in Asia. This is the peak of the Himalaya Mountains. It is over 8,848 meters high. At this altitude, the air is very thin, and the weather is uncertain. So the climbing is very difficult. People take great pride in getting to that peak. The world's great religions originate from Asia, Buddhism from India, Christianity from Palestine, Islam from Arabia. Today, Buddhism and Islam are the principal religions of much of Asia. Asia is also the most populous continent. China, the country with the largest population in the world, is in Asia. One half of the world's population are Asians. A Chinese is an Asian, a Japanese is an Asian, and an Indian is an Asian. So is an Iranian, a Palestinian, an Iraqi, a Filipino, a Singaporean. A meeting of Asians is usually a large gathering. The Asian Games meet every 4 years, sometimes with as many as 34 nations taking part. There was a time when Asia led the world in civilization. Today, most of the Asian countries are still developing countries. They are working very hard to catch up in science and technology. They must. They have little time to lose.
Back from vacation. Glad you're back. We missed you during the vacation. How have you been?
Fine, thanks. I had a wonderful time at home. I did quite a bit of reading. Did you have a good time at school?
We certainly did. We saw quite a few excellent films. During the Spring Festival, we visited many places. We had a get-together with many old friends.
So, we all had a fine vacation. And now we must get down to some good solid work.
The sun and the wind. One day, the sun and the wind had a quarrel. The sun said he was stronger than the wind, and the wind said he was stronger than the sun. Just then, they saw a man walking down below with a hat and a coat on. The sun said, "Let's see who can make the man take off his hat and coat. If you can do that quicker than I, then you are the stronger." "All right," said the wind, "I'll try first." So the wind began to blow, but the harder he blew, the tighter the man held his hat and coat. The wind could not make him take them off. Then the sun tried. It shone quietly. Soon the man took off his hat and wiped his forehead. The sun began to shine a little brighter, and the man took off his coat. It shone harder still, and the man began to take off his shirt. Then the wind said to the sun, "That's enough. You are stronger than I." Populous. Continent. Asia. Asian. America. North America. South America. American. Europe. Mass. Land mass. Geographer. Regard. Peninsula. The Ural Mountains. Form. Divide. Dividing line. Link. Exact. Alaska. Connect. Tip. Siberia. American Indian. Bridge. Land bridge. Settle. Canal. The Suez Canal. Separate. Peak. The Himalaya Mountains. Altitude. Uncertain. Pride. Religion. Originate. Buddhism. Christianity. Palestine. Palestinian. Islam. Arabia. Principle. Quarter. Japanese. Iranian. Iraqi. Filipino. Singaporean. The Asian Games. Civilization. Science. Technology. Miss. Wonderful. Bit. A bit of. Quite a bit of. Quite a few. Excellent. Festival. The Spring Festival. Get together. Get down to. Solid.